All right, adventurers, code slingers, and digital explorers, welcome to the deep dive.
This time we're jacking into the world of Gemstone the Fourth. It's legendary.
Yeah, it's definitely earned legendary status in the world of text-based games.
For sure. It's, you know, one of those games, been around forever. For those who haven't had the pleasure, imagine like a living, breathing world, but made entirely of words.
And your imagination, of course. That's the key ingredient.
Totally. And there's no better time to plug in than right now because it's Ebengate time.
Oh man, Ebengate. It's like the whole world of Gemstone just tilts on its axis for a month.
So like, for our listeners who might be new to Gemstone, what's Ebengate all about? Why is it such a big deal?
Okay, picture this. You're walking. No, scratch that. You're typing. You're typing your way through this incredible fantasy world, right? Forests, mountains, all that.
Classic.
Exactly. And then, bam, you stumble onto this, like, this bustling marketplace. But it's not just any market. This is Ebengate. It's got this, like, this electric energy to it.
Okay, I'm getting, like, a serious Renaissance fair vibe, but with, you know, more magic and probably fewer turkey legs.
Yeah, something like that. But with, like, real stakes. Because at Ebengate, you're not just buying potions and swords. You're maybe, possibly making deals with, beings from other dimensions.
Oh, okay, so that sounds got intense. How do I even get to this Ebengate? Asking for a friend, obviously.
Easy. That's the beauty of it. Just type in quest transport Eben.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
You're there.
Quest transport Eben. Got it. But, and maybe this is just me, isn't Ebengate like insanely huge? I've heard stories like you could get lost in there for days. Real life days.
True story. It's sprawling.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The Gemstone community, they've got your back. There's this crazy detailed FAQ. It's like the ultimate guide to not getting hopelessly lost in the chaos.
Okay, that's clutch. We'll definitely link that in the show notes.
Absolutely.
But, you know, thinking about this whole community aspect, that's really what makes these kind of events special in a game like this, right?
100%. I mean, yeah, you get quests and items and all the good stuff, but it's more than that. It's like Ebengate, it's almost like a pilgrimage for Gemstone players, a chance to reconnect with old friends, forge new rivalries.
Or just soak in the atmosphere.
Exactly. It's an experience. And, you know, every year, there's always something new. A new quest line, a new rumor, a new danger lurking in the shadows.
Ooh, ominous. Speaking of new, any juicy rumors about this year's Ebengate?
Well, I did hear something about a new area. They say it's shrouded in mist, practically unguarded. A few brave souls have ventured in, but let's just say not everyone's come back the same.
Okay, now that's how you tease an audience. I am so there. So to all our listeners, if you haven't already, fire up Gemstone the Fourth. Type in Quest Transport Eben and dive into the madness that is Ebengate. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the one to uncover its secrets. Or maybe you'll become another one of its legends.
Or maybe both. See you in the chaos.
Happy adventuring.